Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hello, this is the Moving Up Show. I love the summer, but I love a nice ice cream. Yum, yum. What is everyone's favourite flavour?
White chocolate magnum.
Oh, that sounds good.
I like a lemon sorbet.
I like any kind of magnum.
I like chocolate ice cream.
And I like a salted caramel.
I like vanilla ice cream.
Do you like a flake in that?
Yes.
Sprinkles?
And Mr. Whippy as well.
Ooh. Where can we find an ice cream van?
Not sure.
Let's go and listen outside.
Hi, this is a Chef Alicia, and my recipe today is spaghetti bolognese, as she works at college. Choose this meal with the ones of her favourites.
What ingredients do we need, Chef?
2 tablespoons of olive oil, 400 grams of minced meat, 1 onion diced, 1 garlic clove chopped, 100 grams of carrots grated, 400 grams of tinned tomato chops, 4 millimetres of stock made with beef stock cube, 400 diced spaghetti.
What do we do next, Chef?
Heat the large saucepan over the medium heat, add a tablespoon of olive oil, add the beef mince, cook the mince all over. Once brown, transfer the mince to a bowl and set it inside. Add another tablespoon of olive oil to the saucepan. Add the onions and fry gently for 5 minutes or until softening. Add the garlic and cook for another 2 minutes. Add the grated carrots, then pour the mince and any juices into the bowl, back into the saucepan. Add the tomatoes, stir it well to mix, pour the stock, beginning to simmer, and then lower the temperature to simmer gently for 45 minutes. Taste and add the seasoning if you want it. When ready to cook, the spaghetti, heat the large saucepan with water and add the pinch of salt. When the spaghetti is cooked, drain the add to the pan with the bolognese sauce. Mix it well. Served. This is Alicia, signing off. Good night, everyone.
So, a couple of weeks ago, some of us from the Moving Up team went to a new event that was put on the island called the One Life Festival. It was a fabulous one-day festival specifically for adults with learning difficulties, and we all had a fantastic time, didn't we, team?
Yeah, yeah, it was absolutely brilliant.
Good, good. Now, Alicia, I seem to think that I noticed that you had a particularly good time. What was the best thing that you experienced at the One Life Festival?
Hanging out with my friends, Sir Felix lot, like my Mark and Wayford, like Jade and Lucy and that lot.
So it was a nice place to meet up with your friends.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was a nice sort of safe environment for you, really, wasn't it?
And I had my picture taken like with the Felix lot as well.
Did you? Yeah, that was nice. That was nice. Christina, did you have any favourite moments?
I enjoyed all the music and I liked the food there.
Good, good. And was there any particular music that you liked, or did you like all of it?
I liked all the music.
Yeah, good. And we even had a bit of a boogie at one stage, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. And talking of boogieing, somebody who didn't stop dancing the whole time she was there, Amy, what did you think of the One Life Festival?
It was good. I enjoyed the joining with the wall samba on the boom rackers.
Yeah, excellent. So it wasn't just music and dancing, was it? There was the drumming and also there was a climbing wall and skateboards.
Yeah.
And we could get glittered up, couldn't we? There was lots of glitter.
I'm so glad I'm not climbing that wall.
Yeah, it was really high, wasn't it? Sherry, have you got any highlights from that day?
Actually, I thought the magician that turned up, Huxley, was absolutely fantastic.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah, he came round, he went to all the different groups and everyone had a chance to see how on earth he managed to make these things disappear.
That's right.
It was really good.
Those magic tricks are incredible, yeah. Weren't they? Yeah. I think my highlight of the day was probably just seeing how much everybody was enjoying themselves and just feeling really free to have fun and not worry about what anybody else thought. It was just a really good, safe experience, wasn't it? I think we need to say thank you to Barry and Paul, who actually organised that, and everybody else involved in the One Life Festival, don't you guys?
Yeah.
So what do we say?
Thank you!
Hi, I'm Amy, and today I'm going to talk to you about the television show Britain's Got Talent. I really enjoy watching this show and I've been a viewer since it started.
Tell us a bit about the show, Amy.
Well, the first winner of Britain's Got Talent was Paul Potts in 2007. Paul has gone on to have a successful career as a singer. A film was made about his life called One Chance in 2013. In 2009, Diversity won Britain's Got Talent, a gymnast dance group. After winning the show, the group went on to have huge success performing tours and numerous TV shows. Perry Keeley won ITV reality series Splash and also awarded Star Baker on the celebrity special of Bake Off. Meanwhile, in 2012, Ashley Butler and her dog Pudsey were the first ever K9 winners. Pudsey went on to star in his own film, Pudsey the Dog, in which he was voiced by David Walliams. In 2017, musician and pianist Tokyo Myers stunned time and time again with his incredible mixture of classical and electronic music, taking popular songs and putting his own stunning touch on them. Since winning the show last year, Tokyo has released a debut album called Our Generation and also featured on Simon Cowell's charity single Bridge Over Troubled Water in the wake of the Grenfell Tower disaster.
Who won this year, Amy?
This year the winner was Lost Voice Guy Lee Ridley, a comedian with cerebral palsy who uses a voice synthesizer to complete his routines. I wonder if he was your favourite. Thank you, Lara, for finding all Britain's Got Talent facts, and thank you for listening. This is Amy signing off.
Who can guess what creature I'm talking about today?
Give me a clue.
They've got no legs.
Snake?
No, they're in most gardens.
Dogs?
No, I'm talking about slugs.
Yuck.
They can live for 6 years, you know.
That's longer than you think.
They are cannibals. They eat other slugs.
Oh dear, slimy little things.
Yes, they are slimy because originally they lived in the sea. That's all we need to know about slugs.
Yeah.
I love the summer Sundays, listening to the Moving Up show and eating my favourite ice cream.
I know, it couldn't be better, could it? I'm looking forward to next week. What about you, Lucia?
Yep.
Okay then, we're off. We're on our way. Bye!
Bye-bye! See you later!